Babson and Company presents Mickey Mouse.
Hi, folks.
With Minnie, Donald Duck, and all the Disney gang. It's Mickey's show, and once again we are honored to have as our guest the young lady whose latest picture has taken the country by storm, the Princess Snow White.
How do you do, everyone? Thank you. It's sweet of you to invite me again, Mickey.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Mickey's got a present for you, Snow White. Go ahead, give it to her, Mickey.
Oh, gee, gosh, it's only this, but I made it myself.
Oh, Mickey, it's a movie machine.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. But is it the only one you have?
Oh, that's okay, but next week I'm going to have lots more, and everybody can get one. John's going to tell them about it later.
Go ahead, Snow White. Look what's inside. Just turn the crank like this. See? Oh, why, it's a little movie of me. And there's Doc, and Happy, and Grumpy. It's a theme from our picture.
And it's all in color, too.
Yeah, now I'll turn it around. Here, look on this side, Snow White.
Why, Mickey, it's a picture of you and Donald Duck. Isn't Donald a scream?
Come over here, Goofy. Don't you want to see it, too?
Oh, thanks. I saw it before. Donald showed it to me. Hey, you mean you'd show it to me for nothing?
Why, certainly. It doesn't cost anything.
Hey, Donald, give me back my 3 cents. Doggone it.
Well, while Goofy and Donald get their finances straightened out, let's start our show with Felix Mills' arrangement of The Arkansas Traveler.
Hey, John.
Well, what's the matter, Goofy? Didn't you get your 3 cents back?
Oh, got that fixed up all right, but I just wanted to ask you about this crossword puzzle I just made up.
Oh, swell, a crossword puzzle. Let's see it.
Here it is. I got all the words in and numbered the squares, but I don't know what to put down below. You know those things that tell the people what word I meant?
Oh, that shouldn't be hard.
Of course, John. Very simple. Very simple.
Well, what's number one across, Goofy?
Well, it's custard.
Well, for that, under horizontal, you write, number one, a dessert.
I'm ashamed of you.
Oh, thanks, John. And number 12 here is brilliant.
Oh, that's an easy one. For brilliant, say, that which is restored to dull, dingy teeth by using Pepsodent twice daily.
Hey, that's right. Uh-huh. Then for number 17, which is grit, I can say, that which is not found in Pepsodent, as is likewise neither bleach nor pumice.
That's where I am.
Yeah, I'm coming to Arium, Donald. Now, number 22 here is peppermint.
Well, for that you can say the flavor of Pepsodent toothpaste.
Yeah, and next comes wintergreen.
Oh, that's the flavor of Pepsodent tooth powder.
Uh-huh. Come on, come on. Where's the Arium? Where's the Arium?
Well, Donald, as a special favorite of you, number 32 across here is Arium. What would you write about that, John?
Well, Goofy, everybody will know you mean Arium if you say the ingredient found only in Pepsodent toothpaste and Pepsodent tooth powder, which aids it in gently removing stubborn surface stains and in restoring to your teeth the glorious sparkle nature intended they should have. And as you learned in number 17 across, it does it safely. For Pepsodent with Arium contains no grit, no bleach, no pumice. Say, Mickey, you're going to take Snow White with you through the mirror today, aren't you?
Oh, sure. Say, where would you like to go, Snow White?
Oh, Mickey, I'd love to see King Arthur and his knights of the round table. Then we can have both romance and adventure.
Oh, boy, well, for King Arthur and Lancelot, Merlin.
And all the beautiful ladies of the court, huh?
Yeah, sure. Come on.
Hey, I'd like to see them knights myself. Donald tells me they all look like automobiles.
Automobiles?
Yeah. He said they had all steel bodies.
Well, I'm afraid your ideas about the Knights of the Round Table are rather vague, Goofy. For one thing, they were pledged to pure thoughts.
Pure thoughts?
Yes. Don't you remember? Their strength was as the strength of ten, because their hearts were pure.
My heart is pure.
Is your heart pure? Why, of course, Donald.
Are you positive?
Certainly. And if your heart is pure, you have the strength of ten.
You want to fight?
I think you better call the magic mirror before Donald gets too strong for us, Mickey.
Okay, John. Wave in the magic mirror. I command you to appear.
I come. Master, what is thy wish today?
Magic mirror, we are bound for Arthur and his table round.
So please, with all the speed you've got, take us back to Camelot.
It shall be as you command.
Of course, well, come on, gang. Come on, Snow White.
Come on, gang. Try to keep him out of trouble, will you, Clara?
Hey, Mirror. Gosh, where are we? Is this it?
Aye, we are at Camelot. In the courtyard of King Arthur's castle. Within is Arthur, and seated at the round table are the greatest knights of Christendom. Farewell.
Gee, we're in Arthur's court, all right. Hey, maybe we better go around and all march in the front entrance, huh?
Sure. We have to go in over the drawbridge.
Hey, how about your band, Donald? Do your ducks know any good march music?
Okay. Everybody line up and we'll march in. Come on, gang.
Yeah, okay.
Hold on. The noble knights of the round table, a fortnight has passed since Sir Lancelot went forth to rescue good Sir Belvedere from the foul enchantments of Morgan le Fay, that queen of all things evil. Merlin, what thinkest thou hast befallen Lancelot?
Arthur, my liege, thou posest a question which thus far all my magic powders and potent incantations have failed to answer. They won't work.
Well, this much we know. Morgan le Fay taketh great delight in transforming our best knights into swans and animals and lizards.
Aye, hear then, Majesty. In whatever form Lancelot may be, he will head straightway for this palace. Therefore, let neither fowl nor beast be slaughtered, lest it be Lancelot, just in case.
Your Majesty, speak, knave, who cometh attended by this din from Hades, a princess who calls herself Snow White, and in her retinue are a band of ducks, animals who talk. They cometh now. Look, Sir Knight, what wizardry is this?
Aye, Majesty, and who knows but what that duck is our Sir Lancelot.
That's right, Merlin. Our role is to feign innocence. Say naught, but look and listen well.
Aye, by some word or movement, these creatures may betray their true identity.
The Princess Snow White seeks audience.
I, Arthur, King of England, bid thee welcome, Princess.
Oh, thank you, Your Majesty.
Next, Donald.
Merlin, the voice that issues from the duck.
Ah, it is strangely reminiscent of Sir Lancelot.
Aye, testy, full of battle. Draw him into conversation, Merlin, while we entertain the others.
And now, good guests, again I bid thee welcome. To what do we owe this signal honor?
In truth, sir, we have come from afar to pay you honor. And so please, Your Majesty, to entertain you.
Ah, yeah, we got a singing hand.
Oh, Clara, don't you think we could ask Princess Snow White to sing first?
Thank you.
Would you like something from my picture?
Hey, yeah. How about the Wishawall song, huh?
So be it.
Oh, I think that would be all right. Remember the story? The wishing well would echo an answer only if you were going to get your wish. One day I was standing beside the well in the courtyard, talking to two little birds. And want to know a secret? Promise not to tell. We are standing by a wishing well. Make a wish into the well, that's all you have to do. And if you hear it echoing, your wish will soon come true. I miss you.
Sir Lancelot, sink down upon this settle and rest thy tired limbs.
My poor tired limbs.
Gently, gently, Sir Lancelot, for thou art Sir Lancelot, art thou not? Oh, come, come, Sir Lancelot, think. Stir thy memory. Surely thou rememberest that in the room beyond yon door, the Lady Gwendolen awaits thy arrival? The beautiful, the gorgeous, thy beloved Gwendolen? Dost thou remember now, Sir Lancelot? Ah, now indeed thou speakest as Sir Lancelot. Wait here. I shall advise the Lady Gwendolen of thy arrival. Ah, patience, my lord. If there be a way to break Morgan Le Fay's evil spell, Gwendolen's love will find that way.
Your Majesty, my lord, the Princess Snow White begs leave to present a singing hen, Madam Clara Cluck.
Ha ha ha!
Gwendolyn awaits thee. Here's her room. I've explained everything. She won't faint when she sees thee. Knock twice. Twice. Knock three times. Three times. Give it the knuckles.
Mercy. And who art thou, pray? Sir Lancelot. Oh, Merlin spoke truly. I must say thou dost not look like Sir Lancelot. No, thou certainly doesn't. Oh, thou hast been sick, and also bewitched. Thou must be tired, my knight. Would sit beside me here on the silken pillows. But hearken, my love. Art thou sure that thou art Sir Lancelot?
I know the password.
The password? I see.
Tis the motto of Sir Galahad, but no matter.
Doth remember, me lord, that thou made me this dainty rose-embroidered dowry with thine own sweet hands. Doth remember?
Oh, yes, I did.
And doth remember how we played tickle-toes like this? This little piggy went to market. And this little piggy stayed home. Doth remember, mighty Lancelot?
Thy memory is better than mine, thou prevaricator.
But since thou rememberest all else, why hast thou not asked me to play upon my harp? Aye. Surely thou hast not forgotten the duet we sing together.
Oh, no. Of course not.
Oh, come. We will blend our voices in the sweetest love songs of the ages. Nay. Listen.
Drink to me only with thine eyes, and I will pledge with mine. For leave a kiss within the cup, and I'll not ask for wine. But curse that from the soul doth rise.
Quick, into this suit of armor. Crawl through the visor, and I will close it after thee.
Coming,
patience, my lord.
Gwendolyn, I heard a strange voice in this room.
My lord heard naught.
It cometh from yon armor. Sir Knight, whoever thou art, step forth and engage me in mortal combat. Shouldst thou refuse, I shall slay thee where thou standest. It is well. Thou wilt need the strength of ten. Draw thy sword and defend thyself. Draw thy sword, I say. Very well, thou cowardly varlet. Thou deservest to die, and by my troth thou shalt die.
Hold me, lord.
What is this? I sever the head from the armor, and now the voice comes from the chest. His magic. Silence! There is no magic that can withstand the sword of Lancelot. Off with thine arm! Now the other arm!
Spare him, good Lancelot, I pray thee.
Bend the body in twain!
Behold the fiend, my lord. Tis but a duckling.
Oh, by my halidom, neither man nor duck shall laugh at the mighty Lancelot. The sword is too good for thee. I shall wring thy scurvy neck like this. I shall cut thee feather by feather. I shall tear thee wing.
Hold, hold, hold. Have done in the name of Arthur. Stop.
Do my eyes see mighty Lancelot locked in mortal combat with a duckling?
Well, t'was like this. Thou seest, by my troth, Sir Knight, I assure you, you do not understand.
Ho, minstrel, strike thy harp and let thy words commemorate this great occasion for all posterity. Play that all the world may hear of mighty Lancelot's death struggle with a duck.
Sir Lancelot did on this day meet a foe worse than Morgan le Fay. With reckless abandon they fought hand to hand, and the duck strat the luck got away.
Hey, Mr. King, I got a good one, too. How about commemorizing it, huh?
Tis well, Sir Goof. Sing out.
Said the Duke to the Duchess of Wiss, "Who was that last night that you kissed?" Said the Duchess with spite,
"That was not my last night. I have 2 or 3 more on my list."
Every night the Arthur's table round, let's drink the toast to chivalry and let our song resound.
No bleed, no pummel, no fooling.
Hey, who's that coming?
This is a Scotch nobleman.
Well, somebody ought to tell him his petticoat's showing.
I'm a Scot for the town of Dundee. A body shirt changed me, you see. Are these kilts what I've gotten are mostly all cotton. They shrink when they're washed, but they may.
Was, Mickey.
Come on, gee, gang, it's the mayor. Well, everybody ready?
After thy time is up, I fear, return with me or dwell forever here.
We'll be right there, Mirror. Hang on.
Goodbye, King Arthur. Goodbye, Gregory.
Goodbye, Mickey and Minnie.
Well, sir, knights and ladies, you had quite a time of it, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, gee. Well, we had a swell time, John.
What's the matter, Donald? Something wrong?
Oh, yeah, John. Remember about my movie machine?
Oh, that's right, Mickey. Well, boys and girls, here's a special message for you. You've heard the gang talking about the movie machine Mickey has been making. So next week, the Pepsodent Company has asked me to tell you how you could get one of these machines for your very own. Now, that's real news. So be sure to listen in next week and find out how you can get one of Mickey's special movie machines. And be sure and tell your friends so they can listen, too. Boy, they're swell.
How about this daylight saving time?
Try it again, Donald. Daylight saving time. Don't forget, when you listen next week, that we'll be coming on the air an hour sooner for everybody who lives in a locality where they do not have daylight saving time. Remember that now. Unless you change to daylight saving time next week, this program will come to you 1 hour earlier. If you're in doubt, consult your local newspaper, so you'll be certain to tune in at the right time for the exciting news. You know, brushing your teeth with water alone is better than not brushing it at all, but chances are it will never win for you a smile that is bright and attractive. To get teeth truly clean, gloriously radiant, you need an effective dentifrice, one that is thorough in removing stubborn surface stains. That's why, if you aren't completely satisfied with the appearance of your teeth, if your smile isn't as sparkling as you'd like it to be, I say try the new modernized Pepsodent, the one and only dentifrice containing that remarkable new alkyl sulfate cleansing agent, Irium. Pepsodent with Irium is extra effective. Irium helps Pepsodent to clean teeth quickly and safely, using absolutely no grit, no pumice, no bleach. Try either Pepsodent powder or paste soon. Believe me, you'll be glad you did. Again next Sunday when the Pepsodent Company will again present Mickey Mouse and all the Disney gang. And remember our warning about daylight saving time, so you'll be sure to hear the special announcement about Mickey's movie machine. The orchestra and musical arrangements were directed by Felix Mills. This program has come to you from the Disney Little Theater on the RKO lot. Heard on the program, Where Someday My Prince Will Come, The Wishing Song, and Hi-Ho from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. John Heaston speaking for the Pepsodent Company. This is the
National Broadcasting Company.
That's right, Donald. This is the National Broadcasting Company.